Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Bob Leonard. On today's program, we're joined by State Senator Amy Sinclair to talk about the legislative session that is underway.
Senator Sinclair, how did the first week of the session go?
The first week of session was busy. It always is. The second year of a General Assembly, there isn't as much ceremony as there is in the first year. We didn't have the swearing in or a lot of that pomp and circumstance, if you will. So we did get right down to work. I've already had bills come through that I've assigned to subcommittee, and hopefully we'll start working on those at the first of next week. We did have the governor's condition of the state address and the condition of the judiciary delivered by Justice Cady on Tuesday and Wednesday, and those kind of set the tone for how the legislature will move forward with priorities and what we will do with the budget.
Well, it looks like the governor came forward with a proposal regarding school funding that might be appealing to both sides of the aisle. What do you think about that?
He did come out with 2.45, which incidentally is he stuck to his commitment from last year, where he presented the 1.25 for year one and the 2.45 for year two, and he stayed with that even though revenues did decline. I haven't seen an actual bill that says that, but one of the two of the subcommittees that I assigned this week would deal with supplemental state aid, and I do know that the House has sent another bill out of committee dealing with supplemental state aid as well. So I'm pleased to see that we are getting right down to work on that and moving forward with establishing that number. I could see that the governor's proposal, he does have a balanced budget. It dips into the ending fund balance rather than just ongoing revenues. But he did set that 2.45 in a balanced budget.
Now, last year, he ended up vetoing a bipartisan compromise regarding school funding. Do you think that that veto, the history of his veto on a compromise, will impact any kinds of negotiations this year if you can't count on the governor to defend what you all decide?
I think certainly a lesson was learned maybe from the legislature that in those negotiations they need to make sure that the governor is actually on board with what's being agreed to. But that being said, there is a separation of powers for a reason. And while I was disappointed with the veto at the time, perhaps he knew something more about those estimated revenues than the rest of us did, because we do see them declining at a pretty alarming pace. I think maybe we will see a little more hesitation in the negotiating process, if I'm honest.
Has anything crossed your desk this week that's particularly interesting or we might be surprised about or like to see or controversial?
So far, nothing super controversial. I know the one thing that I've worked on a little, and it's a big bipartisan issue, are some issues within the victim restitution fund at the state level and how people who commit those crimes are fined. I have a constituent who contacted me about her situation, in which her husband committed crimes against her and their children, and because of the way that the law currently sits, her home, even though she's filed restraining order and filed for divorce from him, her home now has a lien on it based on the victim restitution. So to a degree, victims are being re-victimized in that process. And not always, and I wouldn't want to... I'm trying to be very careful in how we move forward with this, but I believe that there's going to be bipartisan support to try and catch some of those issues within the victim restitution process that especially in this case have re-victimized the victims, and so hopefully that's something that I can get more information out to you as soon as I have it. But I'm working with staff and with the Attorney General's office to see what we can do to fix those issues within it.
Is there anything else that you'd like to share with our listeners and your constituents today?
I am really excited about the year getting off to a busy start. I hope it's going to be productive. I am available in Marion County and in all counties regularly. I have regularly scheduled forums in Knoxville. Those will be the second Friday of the month through session at 5 o'clock at the chamber offices. And I would really encourage people to get in touch with me there or to email me with questions or concerns as they come up.
Thanks again to State Senator Amy Sinclair for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIA. KRLS.com.